Hi, everybody.
Blog
this is
Talk
Heather
Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather El Tapia with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. So glad to be here today, as always, and hopefully to be of service to those of you out there interested in learning more about how to be a fabulous business owner, entrepreneur. If you have an idea, if you have questions, please give us a call. We'd like you to call in today at area code 646-595-3440. I'd like to start the show today, just mention a few of the people in my universe. Iggy Garcia of iggygarcia.com, an amazing entrepreneur and the host of With Insights Radio that is allowing Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show to be possible. In addition, I'd like to send out a message to those of you who might not be aware of a certain issue in the world, human trafficking. If you think it's only overseas, if you think it is not in your back door, you are sorely mistaken. It is active and growing in Columbus, Ohio. In fact, you're one of the hubs of the human trafficking industry, unfortunately. And I'd like to talk about something called The Slave Across the Street, a book by Teresa Flores. And she is completely committed to not letting what happened to her as a teenager happen to you, your daughters, or those that you know. If you go to trafficfree.com, you can learn more about this amazing nonprofit. And I'd also like to talk about my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance, which you can purchase at theabundancebook.webs.com. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? I'd like to get your feedback and your insight into how, you know, I can help you with questions or information so that we can, you know, help those that need help in growing their ideas, monetizing their passion, and just being available to help you with ideas, resources, and tips. That's what the Entrepreneurial Excellence Show is going to be about. We are committed to offering you insight into Business 101, Marketing 101, Social Entrepreneurship, Love and Business, which is my philosophy of gratitude and helping those around you not be in competition with each other, as well as a few other topics. Cutting edge technology, Blog Talk Radio is an example of that. So hope to have you on the show today. Call in, and we've got a really unique guest coming up in a few minutes. Her name is Nancy Kay. She is a divorce coach with Moving Forward Through Divorce. And if you log in and create a profile, you'll be able to see our information as well as, you know that there is a resource for you if you are struggling with this issue. And you don't have to go through divorce. She does pre-divorce counseling, which, you know, all of it's a preventative. If we can answer your questions, help your concerns prior to you being in that situation, of course that's what you would like to do. It is not a fun thing to break up with anybody. So hopefully you can get some answers today and, you know, just call in and we can help you with those questions. I'd also like to say that yesterday was an amazing day for me. I went to the Serpent Mound, and for those of you that are not from Columbus, Ohio, you might not be fully aware of what Serpent Mound is, but in Columbus, we've got access to a lot of amazing resources of spirituality. One of those is the Serpent Mound, about 2 hours away, and I went out there with some great people. We had a great time, but what was interesting is, you know, something that is shifting business today. Part of why I do what I do is to empower the individual and the small business owner to have ideas and resources they might not normally have. And what this means is you can totally create your dreams. And so it's important for you to not have fear if you can choose to do that. So I would like to be able to be that resource that helps you dispel that fear. And part of this is allowing the divine feminine energy to come in and support you. What I mean by that is, you know, feminine women, feminine, masculine and feminine, allows for creation, co-creation. So if you can be one of those individuals that establishes a co-creative environment for yourself, especially at your business is always personal, then you can help others, you know, inspire themselves and be greater. And that's part of what we would like to do here at the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is, again, give you insight and tips and support. One of the huge things that I'm committed to is an underlying pledge to better the community and empower the members of these communities to increase and let go of fear and increase a strong economic foundation. So, you know, we're on the cusp of a lot of amazing situations. I use a lot of unique and cutting-edge technology to help others, you know, monetize and meet their passion. What we're trying to do is, you know, just be there for you. Be a resource that allows you to, again, create your reality. That would be my co-host, Nordic. I'm at home, folks, and, you know, I don't have my studio set up yet. So I get to participate with my wild dogs in the background, which is a fun thing about being a spontaneous co-host. So anyway, Nordic says hi, everybody. And he'll probably say hi a few more times throughout the show. So we're looking forward to Nancy Kay giving us a call and stepping into the show today so that we can learn a little bit more about what she can do for others. I've got another amazing call-in guest, Bo Arnold. She's got a good message for those of you that are looking to, feel better about yourselves, empower yourselves through proper diet, good food choices, and all that fun stuff. So hope you guys are having fun out there and looking forward to get some interactiveness on the chat. You can log into Blog Talk Radio with insights and have conversation, see what's going on, and hopefully we can answer your questions today. So I'd like to share a few more tips. There is a new insurgence of what it takes to get your message out. And I'd like to share that video is the absolute hub of that. It's the best way to, you know, share what you're doing, convey a message, even just talk to people that you know. So if you have any questions on video, I'm going to share a couple links on our chat box, and hopefully that'll help, you know, alleviate some of the mystery that you're experiencing, not sure what to do, how to market. This is definitely a resource for you. It's called TalkFusion. It has been instrumental in helping me with, getting my message out by doing video email, video newsletters, live video chat, which we'll be launching our live video chat show shortly. Take a little bit more time to integrate all that with our live broadcast. But we're looking forward to adding a video component to our radio show. A lot of shows out there are adding this. It's, again, new and interesting. So looking forward to helping you guys out with that. So if anybody has any questions, you can give us a call, and we're happy to answer that at 646-595-3440. Again, to call into the show, just dial 646-595-3440. If you have any immediate needs or questions, you can go to our chat window at Blog Talk. All you have to do is log in, and you'll be able to type your questions in, talk to other guest speakers, all kinds of fun stuff. And that way we can immediately address your questions. There'll be questions that I can ask Nancy, who hopefully is coming on the line soon. Let's see if we can get her into the show. Nancy, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, Heather, I'm here.
Oh, great. Oh, this is so much fun. So I've done a few preambles. I've talked a little bit about moving through divorce, but it's not something that I know much about. I do know that breakups are difficult and people go through them every day. So if you would like to take a few moments to introduce yourself and talk about, you know, why you got into this business. What got you started as a divorce coach?
I'd be glad to do that, Heather. I come from it from kind of some various angles. I have my own personal journey through a very challenging divorce, and I also became a paralegal during my divorce, and then I ended up working for some very busy family law attorneys. And I really saw firsthand the challenges that clients face and the frustrations that they have on a daily basis, both with dealing with their attorneys and the whole court system, and also the other parts of their lives, dealing with their soon-to-be ex-spouse, and then there's parenting issues, there's their health issues. Just I really saw the big picture. And so I decided to start my coaching practice to really focus on people's overall needs, both women and men. They're struggling with all the challenges that come along with divorce.
Okay. And, you know, obviously, you know, what I did as a prosperity advisor and business coach, something kind of similar. When you have that experience and you have that knowledge, sometimes you just feel compelled to share your journey with others. So for a couple of reasons. So I'd like to just ask the question, why do you think you chose to share your journey? Because, you know, thousands of people get divorced, right?
Absolutely. That's true, Heather. But I think that with me, it really became a situation where I was in a long marriage, 20 years with three children, and I was blindsided by the difficulty of finding a divorce attorney. I remember crying my eyes out, looking through the yellow pages, having a friend come over and just call random attorneys, not knowing who was good, what I was getting into, just all the fears and the overwhelm, the confusion. And I was thinking, why isn't there a better way? Why isn't there someone that you know that's a trusted guide who knows just what to help you do to find the right attorney for you?
I don't know. What do you think? Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so challenging to be in this situation and not know what to do?
I think that when you're overwhelmed with just the flood of emotions that come with the breakup and the falling apart of your marriage, you just don't want to take, it's impossible at that time to really focus clearly and have the clarity and knowledge to really know what you're getting into, who would be the best fit. What questions should you ask at the beginning of divorce? And and what you don't know then can affect you in a huge way as your case progresses. And then the decisions you make right now will impact you for years to come. So I just really see the critical need to have a trusted guide that's working alongside you to really provide that guidance, knowledge, and expertise that you need to get you from where you are at the beginning all the way through and into recovery.
Okay. As a divorce coach, obviously there's, my guess is, are there many other people out there that do what you do?
That's a good question, Heather. I've done a little bit of research into that myself, and there are a few people doing divorce coaching across the USA. I personally don't know of anyone that is working with both women and men that's approaching it from the beginning of divorce and has a strong amount of legal knowledge. So So I think that's what makes me unique, because I find that most of the divorce coaches I know about really focus on the recovery part, which is very, very important. But I also believe that with my clients, I'm able to offer them the guidance they need at the beginning of divorce, and even when they're contemplating divorce. I mean, they may not even be sure of what they want to do. And that's a, I know you mentioned that in the beginning of the show. I mean, people can really need someone to talk to ahead of time to really think, help them sort things out about whether divorce is really the best option for them.
Because it doesn't always have to lead to a complete and utter separation, does it?
Oh, absolutely not. I know from personal experience, it's there are situations where a couple may be separated and need time to sort out their issues and feelings, and then they may be able to repair the marriage. I mean, it doesn't always lead to divorce. And even in situations where really challenging situations such as infidelity, it may be possible that the couple, with the right amount of professional guidance, can enable them to get back together and stay married. And that whole process is just really challenging to sort out. And when you're already having communication issues with your spouse, it's really helpful to have somebody that's impartial and can provide that confidential listening.
So why is it important to get guidance at the beginning of the divorce as opposed to the middle or the end, do you think?
Well, I'd like to share a story with you about that, Heather. I know that many couples try to do mediation to avoid the cost of high costs and length of time that litigation involves. And I know of a client that tried mediation for about 18 months. This client had been in a long marriage, several children, and she went through the mediation process with her husband, and they worked through with the mediator, agreeing on various ways that they would divide their assets, their money, and raise their children. And then after 18 months of paying a mediator and going through these sessions, they then turned in their mediation agreements to their attorneys to get reviewed. And at that point, the husband in this case decided that he didn't agree to, he changed his mind about what he agreed to in the mediation sessions. So the wife was forced to go in, they both had to go into litigation and start completely over. So there is a situation where if the couple had known and worked out ahead of time that they were going to agree on mediation and have an attorney review it earlier in their case, they wouldn't have wasted 18 months and spent so much time and money only to start completely over in litigation.
Right. Wow, that is painful, I'm sure.
Oh, it's unfortunately with divorce, it's the biggest business deal of your life, and what you don't know can definitely hurt you. So that is another key reason why I started my coaching practice, because I know firsthand and from working with my clients that the business part of it is essential to be able to get a grasp on and get some guidance and help with. And I have the skills and resources that I can offer people so they can be sure that they're getting all the proper professional guidance through their divorce. And they won't have untied ends and situations where they've spent a lot of time and money and they've had to start over, either with another attorney or a different type of divorce process. So it's just really, there's a lot of landmines in divorce.
Explain that. What do you mean by landmines?
Basically, I mean, what I want to say is how this divorce gets started can often be how it goes in the middle and the end. And that's why I really find a lot of value in helping my clients from the very beginning of the divorce process, because even choosing an option of how to divorce will affect so many things. I mean, there are like not only mediation, but there is also collaborative divorce options. And, of course, traditional litigation. But all of those options on ways to in the marriage really need to be explored. And I do that with my clients. I explore each one of these options very thoroughly so that they can decide which is the right option for them and think through the specific aspects of their case and really come to a solid conclusion of which is going to be the best way to proceed so that later on they're not in a worse situation having to spend more time and money.
So if you had to pick a topic that was closest to your heart that, let's say, a new couple, a male or female, it doesn't matter, was going through this situation, what would be the topic that you think they would most need to know about? Like, what would your biggest advice be in the moment?
Well, I think that with my clients, I like that I can work with them one-on-one and find out what their biggest issues are. I find that most of my clients, it's overwhelm and confusion is their biggest issue. It's just feeling like they don't even know how to get started. I would say that is the number one frustration that my clients
are facing, and I know.
I did too. So.
Yeah, Nancy, we have a caller, so let's get them on the line.
Great.
Hello, caller. Right, here it comes. Oh, hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Hi, this is Tammy Wilson.
Hi, Tammy. So you are online with the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and we have today with us Nancy Kay, Divorce Coach. Tell us a little bit about why you called in today.
Well, I'm actually a holistic coach. I focus on helping people heal their love life. So I'm the person that helps someone that is going through a divorce or if they're contemplating getting divorced. And then after they go through that process of the divorce, I kind of help them heal so they can get their ideal mate.
Okay, so this is kind of a great subject to be partnered with, don't you think?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it definitely ties in because divorce is so hard on a person's health. I mean, I know personally I lost 20 pounds in the first month and couldn't even eat solid food and from all the
emotional
frustration
trauma
and confusion. Right. And I found that that's a very common thing that people go through, and it just, you feel like you can't sleep at night and your health can really go on a downward spiral.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's very interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to partner a relationship coach with a divorce coach because, like I was saying at the beginning of my show, we don't want anybody to have to go through pain and agony. We've all had a breakup. I know we're women on the phone, but men go through it just as traumatically as women do. We might not understand their journey because we're not men. And, you know, hopefully we can get some men out there that will call in or participate in the future and let them know, like, this is not a one-gender shop, you know. It hurts you as much as it hurts us. Even if they're acting out and being a jerk, and if they're the ones that cheated or if the girls that cheated, I mean, it doesn't even have to be about cheating. They're just as much in pain as anybody.
Right. And I can say that my client base is pretty split, so I see just as many men as I do women. And I was really kind of surprised by that, but I'm so thankful, too, because you're right. Men, they hurt just like we do, and they cry, and they want the same things. They want to be loved and accepted for their true self, and they want someone to love. So it's really wonderful that someone can go through. It's really important that people take the time to actually heal, you know, the breakup, heal from the relationship so they can learn the lessons that that person brought to their life. Because a lot of times what some people will do is, you know, you've heard the saying, the best way to get over one person is to get under another one, right? Well, that's the worst thing you can do. And I say that because a lot of times people will just attract the same partner but with a different face. So it's really crucial that you take that time to kind of heal, clean the slate. That way you're not taking other baggage and you don't take things the wrong way when it really wasn't meant to be that way and, you know, all those things.
Well, Tammy, let's talk to Nancy. Let's ask Nancy her experience dealing with the masculine energies and the feminine energies. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, it's interesting to hear that you have a lot of men clients with the health issues, because I have also found that in my practice I have just as many men clients as I do women. And I think in my case, a lot of times it's that some men don't feel comfortable going to a therapist or a traditionally trained counselor. They feel more comfortable with dealing with someone who is a coach that feels more comfortable with them. And I also have the flexibility of being able to work weekends and evening hours, and I coach by phone or through Skype. So in my practice, I'm able to coach men and women from all over the country and be a little more flexible, especially for busy professionals that don't have the time or aren't able to make the time in their day to go to a therapy appointment.
Okay, and hold on, I think we've got a chat question. All right, here's a good question for you, Nancy. We've got Beverly in Florida asking this. Do you know about any laws about divorce and Social Security benefits?
Well, I do know that spouses, from what I understand, the spouses that have been married 10 years or more have some ability to collect on their ex-spouse's benefits. That's something that you would want to check with an attorney or check online to find out. But there is some information about there along those lines. And I just wanted to stress that it is important to check into what you're entitled to, especially if you've been in a long marriage, which I would kind of define as 10 years or more, because it does affect in terms of what you get from Social Security. So I hope that was a helpful answer.
Well, we'll see what our chat room guest says. But, yeah, and I know it's interesting that I think it's per state. So there's so many rules and so many laws. It's absolutely difficult. But we do have her on the line. So, Tammy, I'm going to put you on hold. And if you want to hang out with us, that's fabulous. We'll bring you back in a second, and then we'll bring Bev on. Okay?
Okay. Actually, I need to go.
Hi, caller Beverly?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi. No, great question. Why don't you ask if you have did you hear the answer? Do you want more clarification? This is Nancy Kay.
I need to clarify what I was saying, too. It's easier to – that's the reason I called in instead of typing it, so I thought, I'm not going to get it clear. No, I had a husband that passed away 11 years ago, and we'd been married 4 years at the time that he passed away. And I know, according to Social Security, when I turn 60, I can qualify for his Social Security benefits if I'm single. Now, I'm separated right now from a husband I married after I married him. So do you know if I have to be single at 60, or, you know, how does that work? Do you know? I've tried to call Social Security, and I'm on like a 30-minute wait, and I get tired of waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I understand it, Beverly, is that I believe you can't be married at the time.
If I get divorced before I'm 60, will I qualify, since I did remarry since after he died? But I will be divorced before I'm 60.
In past cases I know of in that situation, usually the person was eligible. But again, I mean, I think it's something you have to actually check out yourself in your specific case.
Okay.
But I do know that the Social Security laws require that you not be married, married, in order to collect on a past spouse's benefits.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Divorce
is never fun, but, you know, it's...
It never is, and, yeah, that's... I know it's...
Well, I mean, and it's never fun, but your situation is a little bit different. He passed away, so it's not like...
Yeah. Well, but I did remarry after that. But it's just, you know, I was just more concerned that if she knew anything about the Social Security benefits about divorce and all that, because since I haven't been able to get through to Social Security when I call...
Yes, and I wanted to say, Beverly, I mean, the advice I gave would be if you were divorced from your first partner, I mean, your first husband, so
mm-hmm.
you want to clarify that, too, because I actually don't know, since you were widowed, how that would be if you were currently married, because that's a whole different situation, but I just wanted to make that clear to my readers, my listeners, that was the, if you had been married 10 years to a prior spouse and are currently single, then usually you're eligible.
Yeah, well, we'd only been married 4 years when he was in a car accident, so it just didn't happen.
Oh,
thank you. It's been a long time, but thank you for your help. I'll get off the phone so the next caller can get on.
Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you, Beverly, for calling in.
Welcome.
We appreciate your questions. You have a
great
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, Nancy, we've got about 25 more minutes, and... You know, we've had a lot of interesting discussion going on, and, you know, I know it's not an easy thing, and that was a very unique question. And so, you know, I'm sure having been a paralegal and worked with many attorneys, what did you notice about being part of that environment as, you know, the paralegal? And why don't you tell the listeners what a paralegal is? Because I'm pretty sure they're not quite even sure what paralegals do.
That's a great question, Heather. I went to Capital Law School's paralegal program in Columbus, and when I went through it a few years ago, it was taught all by attorneys, and they ran it like a mini version of law school. So it was a very intensive, complete program where all my teachers were attorneys, and it really prepared me well for going out and knowing firsthand how to work with attorneys. However, I found that when I did get out and work in the family law environment, that the attorneys are overwhelmed with cases. I mean, divorces and dissolutions are so common that most divorce attorneys have a much higher caseload than they can really manage to give the kind of personal attention one-on-one to their clients that they would like to. And they find it very frustrating because they also spend so much of their time in court, going from courthouse to courthouse, and that keeps them from being able to communicate with their clients effectively and in a very timely manner. So that was a situation I saw when working as a paralegal. I was staying in the office all day, listening to the number of calls of people calling in frustrated, wanting to have their questions answered, wanting to know what was going on and how they could be making strategic decisions in their case. And a lot of times there just wasn't that help available due to the attorney's very busy court schedules. So I really saw the need for someone to be working one-on-one with people and really being able to help them with all the aspects of their case, not just the legal side. And I would like to add, too, that relying on your attorney too heavily can get to be quite expensive, because they're charging you on their hourly rate, which, as we all know, is extremely high. So if you can keep it so that you are just talking about specific legal issues with your attorney and working with a therapist or coach on the other parts, it's best, because it can save you time, money, and help you avoid a lot of headaches in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm just kind of curious, having not really hired an attorney before, what is the average going rate per hour for a divorce attorney?
Wow. Well, I know here in Columbus, Ohio, many of them charge, $250 an hour on up, and some don't give free consultations. They also require a large retainer up front. And that was something else I wanted to share, that when people go to first interview an attorney to get started with divorce attorneys, they normally require a large retainer of several thousand dollars up front to get started on your case. But that's why many people will pay that money and not know if that's the right attorney for them or what questions they should ask up front. Then they feel frustrated that they have all that money they gave to the attorney. They're not sure if the attorney is right for them or why the attorney is doing what they're doing. And it might not be a good fit for them. So then they have to try to get that retainer back and switch attorneys.
Wow.
And it gets very costly and time-consuming because when you switch attorneys, then you're starting all over with the history of the case and getting the new attorney up to speed. You're having to go through the process of getting your retainer money back from the first attorney. And it just gets very complicated. It's a very common thing. I saw it all the time working as a paralegal that people, most of the time, they switched attorneys during their case. And I really saw that the real problem was that they weren't doing their homework up front and asking the right questions to really know if that specific attorney they were thinking of hiring is the right person for their type of case and situation and personality fit. So, because it's a long relationship. I mean, I know here in Columbus, Ohio, divorces that involve children are running 18 months to 2 years because court dates are so backed up. So because of that, you're having a long relationship with your attorney. And it's a long-term investment you're making with them. So it's really important to take the time and also know what to ask. I mean, I remember when I was a client, I had no idea. I mean, there's the usual questions. What hours are you open? What do you charge? Things like that. But I didn't know the real nitty-gritty questions that really could have given me the background to go in and really feel confident, prepared going into it when I was interviewing different divorce attorneys.
You know, that is an amazing good statement. Let's talk about that. Like, I always say, people are like, why didn't you ask? I'm like, you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know, how are you going to ask? It frustrates me so greatly when, you know, I'm in training or I'm learning a new, we're working typically with a corporation or something, and they're like, you should have asked. I'm like, I didn't know. So especially in a situation like this, which is so emotionally, so tied to your feelings, your reactions, your responses, how are you going to know what to ask when you thought this was it, right? So, you know, let's talk about your website for a second, which is movingforwardthroughdivorce.com. Name of your company, and why did you choose that name? I love asking entrepreneurs why they picked the name they did. Why do they brand themselves that way? So, you know, speak a little bit about that.
Well, Heather, the reason my business is called Moving Forward Through Divorce is because the coaching process is all about moving people forward and not going too far back into their history. That's how coaching is different than the approach a traditional therapist uses. Because therapists go back to, you know, what were your parents like? What was your childhood like? But coaching is more of a present-day type of approach where you go, it's kind of like in a car. I would describe coaching as looking out the windshield of the car going forwards, whereas therapy is more like looking in the rearview mirror of the car and looking backwards. So the whole... If you can kind of get that picture, if you're looking out the windshield, you're going forwards. And I really wanted to convey that in my brand and my logo and my practice, because I'm all about getting people from the stress, the overwhelm, the confusion, the frustration that they're in right now to getting to where they want to be, like 1 month down the road, 6 months down the road, a year down the road. Because it's all about taking action, coming up with the plan, making a smart action plan, and starting to take baby steps to move forward. And that's why I chose that.
And that was actually a great situation of having good imagery, you know, the looking back and moving forward. if we can choose more often to look forward in our lives, or, you know, what I like to say is being present. It's, you know, if you can be in the moment, then you have somewhere to go. My good friend John, he's always like, you know, the past is the past, the future's a mystery, let's just be here in the now. And I participate in that mantra a lot during the day, because it's hard sometimes just to, like, get through what you're experiencing, what you're trying to move forward through, but you're always in the moment. So if you can bring the client back and center them in the present, then they have something to do. Because I'm sure your experience, just like my experience is, a lot of people who can't even, you know, work through it. They're so stuck in the past, they can't move forward, right?
Oh, it's so true. And especially with situations that are a crisis situation, which is what divorce is. Divorce is number two on the stress scale in terms of how it impacts all the parts of your life in a stressful way. So I think that it's natural for people to get panicky and just feel stuck. I mean, a lot of people just allow divorce to happen to them. They're so paralyzed by the emotional response to everything that it's impossible for them to think clearly. And they know that they should. They want clarity and direction and to take action, but they're so overwhelmed. They just don't know where to start.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, you know. And, you know, I applaud you for taking adversity and co-creating it into a situation. And it's, you know, as a business owner myself, people always ask me, how did you create what you created? And I was like, I made it up. I took two things that didn't really have symmetry, holistic coaching, life coaching, and I was just really good at business. And I kept running into, you know, business owners in my circle who were struggling with the basic concepts of how do I get it done? What do I do? What makes sense? And, you know, I kind of had the answers, and it just is what it is. And then all of a sudden, I created, you know, holistic coaching for businesses. And it's been a really fun ride. I've been doing it about 16 years. We met at a networking event, and, you know, that's what you do. You attract the clientele that is ready for you. I put that out there all the time. I say, I only want people that are ready for their success, receive their abundance, and achieve their excellence. And that's how we met, right, Nancy?
Yes, that's true, Heather. I mean, I am looking for ways that I can increase my visibility and make people aware of what I do. And that is where it's great to have a great coach and someone who has more experience in that area. Because I know, understand what I'm doing in terms of the divorce guidance and support. But we all can't know all the parts of a business. And I know it's really important to get someone that's highly skilled in the area of marketing and promoting a business to really come alongside you and guide you in the right way to get things moving. Like we said, moving forward.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you have the drive and determination to make your business a success. And the reason that I embrace entrepreneurs like yourself, this is kind of my, you know, core value system. If you care about other people and it's more important for you to for them to grow than you to have money, in a sense, then you're the person I want to work with, because I can take you from, and I'm not even, you don't have this, trust me, you do not have this poverty mentality, but there's a lot of great people out there, great entrepreneurs, great healers, who have this starving artist philosophy. I can't work with them because they're not ready to take that next step. They're not ready to embrace the greatness, right, and the abundance. And I had to make that choice. I mean, I did that for 12 years. I worked with that population, and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't succeeding. And it wasn't about my success, which I took very personally. It was their success. I took their success very personally, and I can't make them want it. And today, from this point forward, those are the people that show up. So I only work a very few group of people. And I'm really proud of the fact that I can create a platform such as Blog Talk Radio, which we're on today, so you can share your message. So you have an opportunity to tell the population, the world, your public, your audience, the future clientele that you are choosing to attract, that you're here for them, and that without a shadow of a doubt, you will be there for them. And that's what I love about you, Nancy. I love the fact that you will stand up no matter what it takes to be there for your clients, right?
I do. I'm ready and putting myself out there because I know that there is such a valuable need for what I'm providing. And I encourage any listeners that would like to know more about how they could work with me and coach through divorce to give me a call because I do have a free consultation. My number is 740-919-1248, or they can go to my website at movingforwardthroughdivorce.com where they can fill out a form and I'll get back to them about scheduling a consultation. Because I am there for those who are struggling with divorce. And I know that that kind of relationship, it's all about building relationships.
And, you know, what's amazing is when you take your biggest adversity and you flip it and you turn it into a positive and you say, I went through this and I truly understand what you are going through and I'm here to make it easier for you. That's what I do for my clients. I went through the pain of spending a bunch of money on a website that I couldn't log into. And when I figured out that, oh, my God, I can't call this woman 24 hours a day when I wake up at 2 o'clock and I have a word that I need to change or a sentence that I need to do. And, by the way, she didn't spell check me. She just posted what I sent her, and I was like, what do you mean you don't spell check me? Everybody spell checks me. I'm not a great speller. So all this stuff is up on my website that's incorrect and cheesy and, you know, needed massive proofreading. That's not what a web designer does. And that, in my, is that's my analogy for an attorney, right? The attorney doesn't check your spelling. The attorney doesn't go out of his way, her way, to make sure you understand what you need as the individual in this present moment to get it done. They can't. They don't have time. That's, quote, unquote, not their job. Their job to give the best advice possible based on the rules, regulations, and laws that are necessary for your situation. And they will do that to the best of their ability because that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they go there for. Attorneys are great people. A lot of friends.
They are.
At the same time, they're limited. They're limited in what they can do.
Yeah. The scope of their responsibilities is so heavy on the legal part and dealing with details and the exact wording in agreements and contracts. And I just know from working with attorneys and doing that the legal paperwork myself, a lot of people in a divorce, they start getting legal paperwork. They don't even understand what they're reading. They have all these big words like affidavits and depositions and all these things. They don't even know what it means, what they're supposed to do with it, how to understand it, how to talk to their attorney about it. And because I have that legal background, I can just help them, you know, cut to the chase and figure out what is it that they have received? What could they do about it? What's their options? How should they respond?
Right.
And figure that out before they speak to their attorney, which really cuts down on that cost and expense of dealing with the attorney by the minute.
Well,
so,
and you're the interpreter. You are the interpreter that everybody really needs to have help with. And,
right.
You know, I'm the business interpreter. You're the divorce interpreter. Legal crap is insane. Like, who wants to deal with all that crap, you know?
Yeah, what does it mean? It's all in legalese. And I know that in my own case, I was getting things thinking in the mail all the time. And I'm like, what is this? What does it mean? And, you know, until I started working in it and studying it at law school, now I know what it means. But, you know, what about people that need that help? I mean, we can all understand what those legal documents mean. And it's really important to really have a solid understanding of what you're looking at.
Oh, we actually have a caller on the line. I'm so sorry, caller. Let's get you on the phone. Hold on a sec.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. We're so sorry. We were just in our moment. So what's your name?
My name is Dion, and I'm totally just listening in.
We appreciate that. Do you have a question in regards to either relationships or divorce or anything that we can help you with, please just ask.
No, I think the awesome service that the other lady's talking about that she provides, I mean, I'm not going through that, but I definitely know that that is an awesome service, and I think it's so creative to come up with stuff that is a need. And so I hopefully this tool can really get her, you know, some more business, because it's a great service to help people get over that hump.
Nancy, go ahead and respond.
Oh, I want to say thank you so much. I am so pleased that you really see the value of it, because I know it's there, and it's just a matter of people knowing that it's available. And I appreciate your call and your input into this, because it's so, what I'm doing is a different type of work, but so valuable, and I'm so glad that you called in to share your thoughts.
Oh, thank you.
And we'd love the fact that you're part of our Entrepreneur Radio Show. This is number 2. So I'm just kind of curious, how did you find us?
Oh, I'm just sitting here at work, and I'm an entrepreneur also, and I just love women doing their dreams. And so I saw you on, and I was like, I'm going to listen to it, try to get some tips and connect.
Well, we're here every Wednesday at 2, and I know you have an idea that's brewing. I know you're ready to get out of that J-O-B. So if you don't mind, I'd love to hear what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm putting you on the spot, but claim it.
You are
claim
so,
it.
So. Okay, hold on.
Claim it. What's your idea, honey? What do you want to put out there? Because we'll help co-create it for you.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I just wanted to step out
because
my office. It's like you can't hear everything.
You can't tell the owners. I know.
I can't claim it out loud like that.
Not yet.
So right now I just started my own EZB bookkeeping service, and then also my dream is empowered to be for young ladies between the ages of 18 to 50 plus, but mostly it's inner and outer beauty, and my dream is so to launch workshops and talk about inner and outer beauty with my niche market is focused on purity. So
that is beautiful.
My dream.
Entrepreneurial excellence is for you. And I will have you on my show. And you don't have to have it launched. You don't have to have it perfect. You don't have to have it ready to claim your dream. That's why I wanted to let you say it out loud. Because the more you say it out loud, the more it will become what you say.
Oh, I hope so. I've been saying
it is.
I've been keeping it to myself, and
I know.
Just even you asking me to say it brought me stress.
I know. I felt you. I feel you. I do this every day. Nancy had stress. She didn't know what she was going through. Like many of my clients, they don't know what they know until they claim it. My job with this, my role, my service role, Teach Humanity, you, is to put this platform out there. That's why I created Entrepreneurial Excellence, so that you have the tips, resources, and a place to go. The next step, the Abundance Network. The Abundance Network is a membership site where women like Nancy or women like you or men like that can put their content in a video and archived library so you have the tools and resources you need to launch your business. And now that you know where our show is, you have my contact information. Email me. I will email you back my 5 Steps to Abundance, my mini book that will help empower you to this next step, because I want you to achieve that dream. This mission you have for young girls, for young people, for everyone, it needs to happen. It needs to happen today. Feel me?
I definitely do. Can you tell me about your, because I did hear you say you work with more of an elite group that are ready. So I think I'm ready, but can you tell me?
You wouldn't have called me if you weren't ready, sweetie. Guess what?
Yeah.
You got the memo. Right, Nancy? Nobody calls me unless they're
ready.
I know.
I can't wait.
Nobody calls me until they're ready. Yes. So that's what I love saying to clients. I said, the only people I want are people that are ready. And they're like, oh, my God. I said, you're ready or we're going to be talking. Thousands of people walk by me every day, but only the few stand up and ask me a question. You just called in. You sat on hold while you were listening so that we could find you. There's no there's no question to be answered right there. It's perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right.
I am so appreciative of you. And there's so many things we could talk about right now. You got about 3 minutes. It's my first time doing the show by myself, which is funny. So I don't know if it's going to cut us off, it's going to keep us together. I don't know what it is, but you have my contact information through Blog Talk. Make sure you email me, HeatherLTapia@gmail. I'm the show host. You'll get my name from that. No dots, no spaces, no underlines, HeatherLTapia@gmail. And I will send you my ebook. And we will talk because I am a Global Women's Summit director. If you have a message, I have a platform. My platform is radio, TV, and magazine. I want you to reach those little girls. I want you to empower us women who never had that voice that we didn't know we didn't have.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And
all
so
right,
there
well,
are
I will
no
be
accidents.
Out of here around 4, and I will definitely be in contact with you.
Please do. It's about, well, where are you at? You're in New York, right? No.
Nope.
214.
Dallas.
Where?
Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. We're going to do a Global Women's Summit event in Austin.
Awesome. I know where that is. I've lived there before.
All right. Well, so you can totally help me with that. We're about to go live with Air. Nancy, is there anything else you'd love to say?
I'd just like to say to everybody listening out there, it's important to just start where you are. I know that in times of difficult situations and divorce and all sorts of family issues, just start where you are, and, you know, there is definitely help out there. I'm willing to offer free consultation to anyone who would like one. They can sign up at my website, which is www.movingforwardthroughdivorce.com. I look forward to talking to you.
Perfect. Thank you, Nancy K., divorce coach, Moving Forward Through Divorce, for being on our second Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show. To our beautiful caller, we are here to support you. Reach out, give us a call, HeatherLTapia@gmail. Thank you again for participating. This is kind of fall off. It's my first time doing this on air, but we've had a really great time with some great information. So thank you so much for being here, and we will touch base next week, Wednesdays at 2.
Thank you.
I can stay on the air. Hey, Nancy.